This was the third assessment spearheaded by Carilion. Pat Young is the Director of Family Health Strategies for United Way, which oversees the Healthy Roanoke Valley Coalition. She says social determinants found their way into the latest needs assessment.
Somebody doesn't have safe and affordable housing, that impacts their health. If they don't have an education and job skills training, it impacts their health. If they don't have safe and reliable transportation.
Today's public meeting from 5 to 7 at St. John's Episcopal Church on Mountain Avenue will also look at a new poverty metric from United Way, ALICE families, asset limited, income constrained, and employed.
They make just enough so that they don't qualify for some of the benefits for what we would define as low-income populations.
Those families make too much money to qualify for free or sliding-scale health care. Young says Healthy Roanoke Valley will revise its action plan after today's 5 p.m. meeting. Gene Morano, WFIR News.